call the procedure, the court said, no, that's not right. You need to go back to the beginning. You can't argue what is better. You know, you can follow the procedure. They can't guarantee that there's a better outcome. And the court said, the certain members of the plaintiff within this office think that the response is pollutants, and that the juror will require you to interchange and respond to the possibilities of this system and certain legal standards. And that's exactly what we're asking here. We need the statute to require enforcement of controls, and that in the court it's been helpful in the result of our expertise case. And we not allow EPA to come to the flexibility system for the controls system. Sure, that's Well, we are challenging that 2004 implementation. And that 2004 implementation does not answer what has happened here. The rule says EPA is not obligated to make determinations when there is contingency. The implication is that EPA never needs to make those determinations, but we know that's not true. So following that sacrifice decision, EPA now means that in fact it does need to make those determinations in order to trigger contingency measures in 2014. That's what they did in this ruling. They made one of those things, determinations that they said in the rule that they were not obligated to, but we know that they are obligated to. What that rule doesn't answer is what happens. We retain this obligation to adopt those approvals. What happens if they don't end up that something that they already came to that time? It's not addressed in that regulatory text.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, if the remand was sent, it would mean that EPA can't adopt this flexible opening that comes in and doesn't require the provisions of the theater. Here's the dosing plan that you need to encourage. And that need to keep adding new areas. It's not two areas in orders. But I'm going to go out and see if it's some new area that it's finding this figure. We're not going to put that into the scheme of the D.C. Circuit. So they're about to use those areas that are finding their money standards that have been designated. They need to see through. They need to obtain the standard. And Congress spells out how they're supposed to do that. I think that what you can't ask is why revocation is relevant to Congress's scheme that is laid out here. We have the South Coast that needs to have a plan. It fails to do that before they change the deadline. Section 179D says this is what you do in those circumstances. Why is Congress's intent now unclear? We know that these areas need to have to obtain. We know Congress wanted them to obtain. Congress found out how you do it. Revocation doesn't mean ambiguity in any of the relevant facts in terms of what Congress was thinking. If you remand, EPA would have to, well, they'd make the determination that it's set the itself up for 8 years, the deadline under 179D1 or D3, and then they'd require South Coast to have a plan that includes all the measures that somehow EPA has to start identifying what measures are reasonable, including all feasible measures. I'm not able to use what we call black box, where they say, we'll just figure out how to control it as they go on. You would have to include those controls that matter to the species and the plan is not doing it right now.
What is the
value to the
EPA
and
your
This is the first point where EPA chose which band it was going to pursue. This whole band of it, we get to rewrite the statutory scheme, we get to decide which provisions we're going to allow to be included. Or this point, what was the subject time? This attainment determination, which is the rule that we're challenging here, so it was made in part December 30th, 2011. No, they put themselves on this open-ended, we get to create the scheme pattern, and we can go back and remand that, we put them on the path that implies with the statutory scheme, and this is not EPA, the discretion of the engineers and scientists. See, the minister, thank you very much.
Go here from EPA, and perhaps I can have some
money counts in the Even though the D.C. Circuit upheld the revocation stating the only remaining requirements that are still on our standard are the interstatutory requirements, this is just by EPA, and here it is mixed with acts, so the standard is still in effect. To force the cutoff factors,
the D.C. Circuit is an benchmark, right, for purposes of an unlicensed case.
I'm very sorry.
The D.C. Circuit is an interstate body that's making the interstate regulations subject to the same compromises. It's an interstate case or a standard case as far as I'm concerned. I'm not sure if there's one more, right, in the case. Is there any policy in the body?
Yes.
So,
exactly what the D.C. Circuit and the Congress decision is the only thing left for the interstatutory requirements. And in that case, the Congress very specifically drew things that EPA issues that were not playing in the disagreement also.
So, the EPA asked the question, just as a process, what should the state have to do with the interstate parties on the ground? I'm just curious.
Thank you.
for better protecting the public.
It seems to me that your intervener may want to ask for a meeting to be done as a result to you, but I'm just recommending it as well.
Yes, 328 is not true, but I think that's another question for you, Katie.
What questions are there?
Thank you.
Thanks.
May it please the Court, Justice Katie Rivera, for intervener Storm Jane Adams. Petitioners are arguing in this case because there is no difference between a gross and a gross. The difference can't simply be linked to some TV platforms. That makes no sense. Priorities are still there, although they are being treated separately and differently just because they have problems that are different. So just it's absolutely no sense. Petitioners in the reply brief say the D.C. Circuit Court is describing one of our most often one-way street where they play out on the news entertainment. It's just not the street. It's a simple way for me as we're traveling down the street. New lanes are added on by the way of those eight hours of standards. We must shift lanes to focus our focus on those more well-protected 8 hours of standards. And so that's not ensures that we don't drive backwards on that one-way street or on our own zone. And that means we eventually change this. We do eventually need to be in that standard. How long do we have to get here? Well, the food for agencies to give us quickly is possible because we do want those 185 feet. But as far as these things say, really, resources to supply agencies, we want to focus on 8 hours because that's what's going to be the barrier of all these effectiveness and our respective agencies. As far as whether or not this case of petitioners in the Walgreens crime are trying to get down that street, the answer is yes. Although both agencies have the warrant articles of compliance, should entertainment is as petitioners seem to have to go. Well, one of our agencies may find out a way that we were wrong, perhaps we could adopt new tools and technologies that we thought we were good for, but who knows why we wanted to be able. But at that point, then we could amend the plan and gain more time because under 179C, under favorable ruling, now the clock is being reset. So we hope that that changes the rule, maybe the plan that we made amendments that's already on the state code. What's left of 1 hour ozone? Well, yes, exactly. You have to have an improved 1 hour ozone plan in place. And the trigger is safety. Do you have a plan? The trigger is safety. Have you missed to be taken differently? Neither staff is pressing question being for some of the strong reasons that are already related to this case. So both agencies already know that in the plan 2013, petitioners were able to participate in the development of this plan. Petitioners have not identified any control measures that were left off the table in those efforts, or suggested that the proper analysis in those plans or control measures somehow didn't occur. So there are plans in place that will get there at least 2 to 4 hours as soon as possible. And on the side, we want to focus on the entertainment plans for the 1997 8-hour ozone procedure, the 2008 8-hour ozone procedure, the 2015 8-hour ozone procedure. No, neither of our agencies is going to stop keeping track of ozone and trying to improve the foods that they're calling for our regions. For the reasons stated in the brief, we don't think the claims for you are reversible. We don't think it was necessary for EPA's responsibility. So for these reasons, we think that we respect the consultants and the position of the courts.
Thank you, Jason. This court has reserved it. Thank you. It's still confined to federal regulations. Compliance is still being measured by monitoring policies across the community in cases of making determinations of whether areas meet that standard or not. And the D.C. Circuit has been clear that achievement of that standard is still required. And my article calls for justice for all this promise and for all this time. This idea that we're scrapping an agency to focus on a more serious standard is, I think, very disingenuous. It is that more stringent standard. It is now taking deadlines from their money. To be a 1 hour standard, you are making significant improvements in those spaces, and you are leading to progress on the 8 hour standard. We want them to empower these areas to be 1 hour standard as fast as possible. Thank you.